Good morning. I want to start by thanking Dorothy for her piece in the E-News. This summed up the essence of what I wanted to say this morning, and what I had to say confirms Dorothy's message. We have been looking at the Book of Acts about Saul, who became Paul. I want to look more at Saul, Paul, as a man, at his character and his attributes, and what we can learn from him. His first trait is his determination. As Saul, he was determined to hunt down all followers of the way, not only in his local area, but further afield. This led to him making a decision that was to turn out to be the best decision he would make. He asked the elders and chief priests for letters of introduction to the heads of state in Damascus, so he could go there to persecute the followers. He was dedicated to persecuting the followers, even to death. He was complicit in the stoning of Stephen. Although he wasn't a nice person, his determination and dedication in persecuting can't be faltered. All this changed on the road to Damascus, but what didn't change was his determination and dedication. Only now, it wasn't for persecution of the followers, it was for professing the reality of Jesus as the prophesied Messiah, from persecutor to professor. His dedication didn't wane. If anything, it became deeper and stronger as a result of his conversion, his encounter with Jesus. It can't be easy for Paul in the early days after his conversion, trying to convince people that God had really turned his life around 180 degrees. He really had been convinced of the existence of Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection. He was well versed in the scriptures, the prophecies about the coming Messiah, but it took an encounter with the living Saviour on his journey to Damascus to bring this to life in him. He's winning people over, bringing me to his second trait, the strength of character. It was his strength of character that saw him through not only these times, but all of what happened was to happen in his eventful life. A little aside, neither as Saul or as Paul did he seek the quiet life. When we read of all the testing times he faced, his trials before Felix, who was holding out for a bribe, it is unclear exactly what Paul had that could be used to bribe him, and his further trials before Festus and King Agrippa. He knew he was on solid ground with him in Christ and Christ in him. It was his strength of character that allowed him to face down his detractors, his accusers. It is interesting to note that the people who were doing all the shouting and agitation of the crowds were his accusers. Neither Felix, Festus, or King Agrippa found any foundation in the charges they brought against Paul. They found it's more about Jewish laws and traditions rather than an attack on Roman rule. It was by being able to share the truth of his conversion that gave him the courage and conviction to be able to convince people that Jesus was the prophesied Messiah. It was his strength of character that took him on the path to bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. This brings me to his third trait, his quiet authority. Even in the midst of a disastrous shipwreck, Paul was able to speak with quiet authority into the situation. The captain and crew were overwhelmed by the impending loss of the ship and all on board. Paul stands up, and although he reminds them that they didn't heed his warning not to sail from Crete, he tells them about a visitation he has had and the promise that although the ship would be lost, each and every person on board would survive. He then exhorts them to take food, as they hadn't eaten for days. He also used this quiet authority to reason with all comers in the synagogues. What a story Paul had to tell. He was able to say that people knew him when he wasn't a very nice person, going all out to persecute them. They would have lived in fear of his presence in their community. Now he's standing before them, proclaiming the way, telling of his encounter with the living God on the road to Damascus. What a story we have to tell. It doesn't need to be as dramatic as Paul's. It is no less powerful in its ability to turn someone's life around. We need to be proud of our story. After all, it is our witness statement of our first encounter with God. We shouldn't underestimate how valuable our story is. We should always be ready to share it. My story. When I first met Julie, I wasn't a Christian, but Julie was. It didn't take me long to realise that if I wanted to get closer to Julie, I needed to go to church. So in the late 1980s, I agreed to go to church. At that time, Julie attended Maidenhead Baptist Church. We went to the Sunday evening service. Teddy Murphy preached on the parable of the prodigal son. Needless to say, it was me. It was as if the more I tried to hide, the bigger I seemed to get. So much so that it seemed everyone else there knew I was the one. I knew I needed Jesus. That first night I went to church for a selfish reason, to get closer to Julie. Every time since, I've gone to church for myself. As Dovey said in her piece, we all have a story to tell, our personal witness statement of our first meeting with God. No one can take that away from us. It is ours to share. It doesn't matter what is in our past. God is only interested in our future with him. Paul was able to share the change in his life after his conversion. We can do the same. Do we need to think back to what we were like before we came to Christ? The changes he has made to our life? What we have given up to follow Jesus? We need to practice our story so that it becomes easy to share. Some of us came to Christ because we heard someone share their story. How great would it be if someone told me, or you, that they received Christ because you shared your story? We have all the attributes I have listed that Paul has. We are determined to follow our Saviour. We have the strength of character to run the race, even to death. We have the quiet authority given to us through Christ. Our story, however mundane it may seem to us, is a gift, a powerful testimony of the goodness of God. We need to share it at every opportunity. I want to pray for us all. Father God, I thank you that each and every one of us has a personal witness statement of your love for us, a story to be shared, to be proud of, a story that brings glory to you and your Son Jesus. Help each of us to keep our story fresh in our hearts and minds. Make us ever willing to share how we came to redemption through you. We thank you for your everlasting love for us, a love we don't deserve, a love we can't earn, a love you pour out incessantly over our lives. Take us deeper into your presence, your love and your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bless you all. God keep you safe and well till we meet again.